so this is 1968 on BBC. This is a year before the fake moon landing. They've told everybody. They relieve themselves of their karmic responsibility. Because if you tell people and you make it available, you're not trapping people. It's consent. This wasn't made by a bunch of truthers. This is the fucking BBC. Told you this.
You're gonna make this happen.
No. We're going to make models much cheaper than we photograph the models.
Fake newsreels.
That's fake newsreels. For the past 10 years, people have been looking at our fake newsreels and listening to our fake commentary.
And they accept it for the truth. And you can do it. Stop 100 people in the street. How many of them have actually seen a missile or a satellite? They're just told they exist and they believe it.
Yeah, you're getting there. I knew you would. You didn't really believe there were all these things whizzing about up there, did you? Sputniks and rockets. Astronauts crossing their legs for 8 days.
How long has this been going on?
Since Hiroshima.
And the H-bomb, you mean, that doesn't work either?
Right. Dirty.
Very, very dirty.
What was your first reaction? Relief. Oh, yes. Yes, it has to be relief.
You say you can put out what pictures you like on television. Doesn't anybody try to stop you?
No, nobody wants to. 99.386% of the population wouldn't believe this conversation. And the rest are working for us. And they're the top minds, the really responsible people. Scare an ostrich, buries its head in the sand. You scare a hedgehog, it rolls itself up into a ball. When a woman's frightened, she goes out and buys herself a hat.
You mean you scare us so that we'll buy more, so that money moves quicker, production moves up?
We don't say scare when we talk about human beings. We say threaten them emotionally. And there are all sorts of ways, not just the big ones like the hydrogen bomb. Overcrowd them a little with bad planning. Sell them too many motor cars. Anything to keep them a little bit removed from reality. Nowadays, people don't work for money. They work for the idea of money. They don't even love for love. They love for the idea of love. They only hate for the idea of hate. It took us 5 years to find a non-addictive drug, one we could pay off against the hard drugs, LSD.
You marketed that?
Oh, yes, of course. And for a very good reason. Some of these protest movements were getting a little bit too close to the mark. LSD gave them nice little hallucinations. Made them talk like 3-year-olds. Throw flowers at policemen. Politicians are easy to control. The grosser mentality boys who like to be photographed getting in and out of Daimler's in Whitehall, they come right at the bottom of our organization. A few rungs up the ladder, there are the people in the top secret factories. Just those in a position to know they're making weapons that don't really work.
Well, there must come a time when somebody wants to use one of those weapons. I mean, somebody is standing there with a finger on the button.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Nobody presses the button.
Just who the hell are you?
It's obvious, isn't it? Just a few. Just a very few of the top people in communications in every major country in the world.